gentlemen, we are Electric Dream Machine.
Why? Why are you doing
this? Prepare to experience sexual magic.
This is probably the weakest intro song we have ever had.
This isn't the song. Do the song now. Save it, Eli. Save it. Save it. It's your chance.
There we go.
Bass. Wait, what is this?
What is this?
You don't know White Lines? Come
I don't
on.
No. I'm lost here.
Sean is it about cocaine?
Yes.
Of course it is.
And it was in Shaun of the Dead.
Wait. Okay.
Where they go, da-doom, 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 and then they look at the zombie and he goes, da-doom, 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 da-doom.
That means nothing to me.
Yeah.
Hijinks of Sioux Podcast, number 29 out of 30. That's right. 30's the last one. We're never doing it again. No, that's not true.
Or it is. Or it's not.
No, wait. No, this is 29.
Did 29. No, I said 29 out of 30.
Oh.
So I'm shutting this fucker down. No. No. No.
It's like in real life. When you turn 30, you just kind of die.
Oh, you just give up.
Hey, that's again.
Not. And again, he's the only one that's done
2 weeks in a row.
Sorry.
What are you, like 37?
How old are you?
Do they have numbers that go that high?
Like, after you went out of fingers and toes, what do you do then?
Well, you went six more.
You pound the tortillas with your stumps. Thick.
Oh, you can count to 21.
Wow.
Because...
Yeah, that... Wow.
23, honestly. Anyway, Hijinks of Sioux podcast number 29. Here in the Hijinks of Sioux studio, which is what I've dubbed my guest room.
Ooh, fancy.
Myself, Joel, from HijinksandSioux.com. Eli across from me in the,
I'm an abortion survivor, Dad!
Superman hat. Next to him.
Excellent.
Denise.
Hello.
Who we recently learned, his family dwells in balloons.
No, they don't.
Yeah.
They live aloft in the
well,
heavens.
They're across the sky from the balloons.
From the balloon festival in Plano today.
Or something.
Looking into the gates of heaven.
Yeah.
Not actually.
No, they're cherubim.
Right, they're not allowed to go in.
No, they're
allowed to look in.
Right.
No, they are
loitering.
Little ching-chong, if you know what I mean.
Whoa.
Across from Denise, that was inappropriate, wow. Josh. I don't even know why you said that.
Josh. I said that.
Across from Denise, the poor guy who didn't survive the abortion.
Yeah.
Josh.
What's up? That's
my suck my cock! I'll murder your family!
I watched that last night.
It's good.
Did you recently see that?
No, well...
That was semi-pro.
I saw it a couple weeks ago, but...
I watched it last night.
For the first time?
It's so violent, like, in language.
Yeah. Okay, that movie has no redeeming qualities other than Will Ferrell screaming 8 times, maybe.
Yeah.
It's not, like... If you ranked it in terms of, like, comedy sports movie, it's way below Dodgeball. Like...
Oh, yeah.
Way, way down there. Even in the last, like, 5 years of sports comedy movies, it's at the bottom. But it was entertaining enough for a Netflix purchase. What did he say?
He says this.
Next time!
Suck my cock! I'll murder your family!
You're out of the game! What? What did I say? You told me to S your C.
Oh, Denise, don't look like you don't know what that means.
That was Father Pat.
What?
Yeah.
Father Pat. That was pretty funny. I recommend that if you have Netflix and it's not going to cost you any extra, see Semi-Pro.
Or
otherwise, don't.
Yeah, if it's on TV, watch it. It's at least once. It's
at fun. Least.
Last night I watched Balls of Fury.
No, I'm sorry. With Walken?
It was actually funny because...
It was bad. Wow.
No, it was good because Christopher Walken doesn't even try.
It's just Christopher Walken.
He just shows up as himself. Like, he's all made out to be this, the head of the Asian
Pong Association.
Yeah, the Asian triad, and he's like, I'm Christopher Walken. Like, and that's it. Like, he doesn't even try.
Wow. Ping pong. Wow.
That's it. Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
Cut. And we're wrapped on Walken. Yay! Thanks, Walken. Thanks for coming.
And it has, like, all the other dudes. Like, it has the black dude from Idiocracy, the guy who played
President
Camacho.
He was awesome.
Yeah, and, like, all those
other... I know shit's real bad and shit. But shit. Gotta fix shit.
He's gonna fix shit up.
That sounds like Palin. Did you hear her speech last week where she said, now listen, everybody. I know the economy needs some fixing, and we're going to be fixing it good. All right. She's got Camacho's speechwriter.
She pulled out a machine gun somehow and just started firing in the air.
Somehow that sentence, without context, sounds racist.
What sentence?
Like Camacho sounds like some sort of a racial slur that I don't know.
Hey, did you go down that new corner store? Yeah, it's run by a couple of Camachos.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
What did they say in Idiocracy? The House of Representing?
Oh, the House of Representing?
That is good. He's also an ex-porn star. Today on Hijinks and Sue Podcast, a couple of things are different.
Oh.
Biggest thing.
Oh.
Biggest thing, for the first time ever, we're going to control the length of the podcast.
Brought to you by Carl's Jr.
To be more accessible to everyone. Because see, here's what happened, guys. A little bit of trivia, a little bit of history. Podcast started out, and we did our best to fill an hour, and typically couldn't.
It was hard.
And then, then we started to hit our stride around the fourth or fifth one, and then we were still recording like 2.5 hours, but I was spending 3 or 4 hours editing down the 30-minute gaps where we're going, what else can we talk about? What else can we talk about? Anybody? No, we already talked about that. Okay, wait, here's a bit. It wasn't funny. Okay. And so,
we gotta cut that
out. You guys will never hear any of that because it was actually edited out. And then we started to hit our stride with the questions, the reader questions, and it gave us more material than we could ever use. And then podcasts started getting to be 3.5 hours. So, about the time it's the Richard Donner cut of the podcast. About the time that the podcast hit 3.5 hours, readership or listenership stopped increasing from 1,000 to 2,000 to 3,000 readers, and started slowly trickling downward back down to the 1,000 range. So we've alienated 2/3 of the people that used to enjoy this.
That's good.
And then, I got a lot of feedback, and the feedback was, I still love it, I just don't have time. And I'm like, you know what, I can respect that. I'll take less of your time. So, when you submit your questions for the podcast, we will select the ones that we can answer. and not all of them will be answered, unfortunately, but it'll make for a tighter show. And,
tight.
Tight like a tiger. Toit.
Want to drop some acid with me?
And also less topics during this week in internet. And then maybe more post-show. Maybe we'll answer some of the questions that didn't get answered in the post-show, which you can find at vault.hijinksandsue.com. So moving directly,
shit,
before Josh that's can a make a deal. Fucking crack about the vault, yeah. I'm going to move into... Hey, let's check. We're at 8:59. Oh, guys, already 9 minutes eaten up of our precious time. Oh, yeah, the goal is an hour and a half, but I think it's going to go to 2 hours this time.
No.
I think it is.
I'll just unplug this right here.
You're like that guy in Forrest Gump that's just pulling the cables.
The room's going to make the Death Star noise.
And then it's blank for an hour, and then you hear me go, and that's all I have to say about that. Danae!
Get out of the room. You're fired from the podcast.
Speaking of Forrest Gump, I told you last week that I was going to have a garage sale?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then there was a hurricane? So get this shit. I am the... This just in. Hurricane Ike devastates garage sales and some houses. But primarily, one garage sale in particular. With more on that, Joel. Thanks, Joel. So we're like, okay, despite all else, we're going to have our garage sale. It's planned, whatever. The hurricane was coming in that day. The hurricane turned out to be, in Dallas at least, a light thunderstorm.
Yep,
but everyone was so scared out of their shit that all other garage sales were canceled, we checked like Craigslist, and every garage sale said canceled next to it. So we like foraged through it, and we were like Lieutenant Dan screaming on the mast at God, come get me, you motherfucker! And in 3 hours, we sold everything and made like $400.
Oh, shit.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good job. And then what are people doing driving around? Like,
we were the only game
in
town.
Sale.
Are you leaving? My wife is walking in the room to tell me she's leaving.
She's leaving you, Joel.
Forever. She has her bags
packed. My bags are packed.
So,
that was all your shit.
Hey, are we
she's
the only ones
the
here?
Sale.
Are we the only ones here? Hey, are we the only ones here? Okay, leave the door open then. So, anyway, yeah, people were still hungry for used shit, and I was the only game
they
in town.
They just started coming into your house?
Only game, no, but they
how
were
much,
looking back
how much
in my
you
garage.
Want for that American Standard?
That's my toilet. It is not for sale. No for sale?
1.7 so, liters per flush, man.
My garage.
That's good shit.
All the stuff was in the driveway that we were selling, but everyone was eyeballing my garage on the tools like, how much would a table saw? You take $20? I'm like, fuck you. Take your used maternity clothes and get the fuck out of here. I had people bartering with me over not $2 for this pair of shoes, $1.50. And I'm like, really?
Nice.
Really?
Nice.
50 cents? I said, you know what? I don't have any change. And she's like, I have change. And I'm like, God.
Please come back when you can afford to make a purchase.
Give me the $1.50 and leave. You were also...
Big ass fries!
The luckiest Mexican in all of Little Elm, Texas.
It's me.
Has about. You're not in Little Elm.
Right
has about $500 worth of car stereo equipment that he paid maybe $60 for. Because nice. I just couldn't deal with it anymore.
Sweet. The Virgin Mary in his back window is going to be rocking.
Mm-hmm. The nice. Glass will actually thump. So.
And Mary likes that.
That was my last weekend. Anybody else got anything? I'm demanding that you tell the shrimp story.
Oh, God.
Oh,
Yeah, you can do that. I don't know. I went
to the movie.
Yeah, we saw a free movie because, like, all these horror convention cons that I go to, I get emails now that are like, hey, want to see a free movie? Here's free tickets. So I went to go see, what was it called?
Shiver.
Yeah, it was like it was the producer of
Pan's Labyrinth
and all this stuff. So we went and checked it out. I was like, oh, this is going to be cool. And it was,
But I sat next to a lady who registered me to vote.
Did you feel violated? What are you talking about?
Why weren't you registered to vote?
I wasn't yet. I was getting around to it.
You didn't vote in the primaries?
No.
You didn't care?
I did, but I didn't get to.
This is
up.
The first
anyway,
time that you're
story.
Voting because.
Right. Yeah, that's true. So there.
She just turned a citizen.
Yeah,
what, like,
the primaries were like 6
ago?
Months ago.
Yeah, whatever.
2 weeks ago.
No, whatever. Not 2 weeks ago.
Her K-1 visa expires if she doesn't get married soon.
Yeah. She's been hiding out at the office like so that the immigration doesn't come pick her up.
She gets the call like Neo and she's like walking through the cubicles like, turn left at the next cube, Neo.
Anyway, yeah. So yeah, I can vote now.
Yay.
You almost didn't get to vote for
what?
The right people. I don't know. I'm just saying. Primaries are important. Primaries are important.
I just didn't get around to it.
Didn't get around to democracy
whatever,
and freedom.
Whatever.
Fuck it.
All right, shrimp.
Shrimp, Josh.
Oh, God.
Go.
Shrimp, Josh, go.
I'm calling this story the Dread Lobster.
Well, okay, I took all last week off work because I'm lazy.
You're a lazy piece of shit.
Wait, you did?
Yeah. I told you about that.
That's not in your attendance sheet.
Shut up. You might still get paid for it.
Damn it.
Double
well,
or
no,
something.
No, I get paid for it anyway, but now she's... Now Denise is actually going to take 5 days off of my fucking vacation list.
Whatever.
Damn it.
All right, so shrimp, Dread Lobster.
Both of my bosses
Go.
Know about it.
Go.
Damn it.
Go.
I don't really care.
So, yeah, I went to Red Lobster with my friend Travis.
Which in itself is an imminent fail.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I
except
don't,
for the cheesy biscuits.
I don't like seafood. But the cheesy biscuits are pretty much the best bread food stuff on the planet.
Bread stuff.
It's like it's basically manna. If there were a heaven and you were to get there, they'd be right. Like, welcome, Red Lobster cheesy biscuits on the right.
Just like shower me in them, please.
Sinners on the left.
Should I read the whole?
Yes.
No, you should not because
no,
we
anyway,
don't have time.
No, I'm
but
not going to
I just want the gist. The gist is that it is an all-you-can-eat right. shrimp buffet.
Yeah, this week or this week and next
cost?
Week.
What does it cost? Like $60?
No. It's like $18. It's all-you-can-eat shrimp.
Are you serious?
Yeah. And it's Red Lobster, though. What do you expect?
God. Of course, so, it's like bottom-of-the-barrel yeah. shrimp covered in way there, too much garlic.
I go every year whenever they do this with my friend Travis because he is always determined to rape them for as much money Whoa. As
It's like Homer worth. Simpson.
Right. So, the last time that we did this, he made it through 8 plates of scampi.
That's weak sauce.
And it's, I think it's 10, Eight? Is it, it's 10 or 12 shrimp per plate.
Oh, God, shit.
I couldn't eat 12 shrimp.
Love so, shrimp. I agreed to go meet him for dinner, and I, like, set aside 3.5 hours of time, because that's what my guess was for how long we've been there.
You've got your schedule, and you're like, delete.
Denise, can you clear my afternoon for me, please? This is, Yeah, motherfucker ate 10 plates this time.
Oh, my God.
I photographed the entire
Wait,
event.
Is that 180 shrimp?
No, it's 120 20, shrimp.
Oh, okay. I thought you said 8.
Okay, it is fucking 120 shrimp.
Jesus Christ.
And I was there to witness.
I mean, he's a big dude, but he ain't that big.
Well, he didn't eat lunch.
For like, 3 days.
I don't know.
That's how much, like, seals eat.
I was.
Wow. Our shrimp
We should club him and make a suit.
Thank you. But I have never been prouder, my friend Travis.
I'm gonna make the pictures are phenomenal.
The pictures are fantastic. He holds up like a number for every plate so that you can keep count of how many he's gone through. And wow. the waiter
was that why he stopped because he was out of fingers?
I think that was it.
Oh,
That's how you take down a motherfucker. That's yeah, right.
The waiter was just crying.
Oh, the waiter was like so pissed. It was funny because after like the third plate came out and Travis was still like, just keep bringing them until I tell you to stop. Because you're supposed to ask for them every time, and he kept asking, and he was like, don't stop bringing them. Just keep bringing them until I tell you to
I
stop.
I will, don't, no, I will tell you when to stop.
Exactly.
You will, hush.
I
shush
will
it.
Not eat cat poop.
Hey, was it only scampi, or could you have any kind of shrimp?
I have like 5 or 6 different kinds.
Can you mix it up?
Yeah. Well, each little plate up. Thing, you know, every time you get a new one, you can get a different kind if you want.
Oh, man,
but
that
he did
heavenly.
He didn't scampi the whole way, so it was like a Garlicky. Full stick of garlic butter.
He
Every
might,
time.
Have you talked to him today? He might be in the hospital. Or a fish man. He might have grown
he's swimming
fins.
Around.
He's high-fiving it with Aquaman right now.
He's doing more with Aquaman if I know Travis and Aquaman.
Whoa.
You know Aquaman?
Those two like to party.
Yeah. Wait, do you know what that means?
Do I know what Aquaman
never,
means?
Never mind.
I know what I mean.
So... I witnessed the extinction of an entire strain of shrimp species this week. It
this just
wonderful.
In. Oh. The shrimp they use in shrimp scampi are extinct. A local Plano man is to blame.
Shrimp Dallas. Week.
A Dallas man is to blame. Shrimp week for him is like Shark Week on the Discovery Channel.
Yes.
Shrimp week.
And it's just a montage of like little shrimp with their little like
they're, no, they're breaching water.
They don't do that.
But in slow motion,
little tiny shrimp breaches.
It's like 7 little droplets of water fly every time.
There's 10,000 shrimp eating a seal in midair.
I would imagine. I just want to imagine the guy coming in at Discovery, going, "Got a great idea for a new week,
shrimp week
with HD."
Yeah.
Hear me out.
Right,
shrimp week.
That's all I'm saying.
Discuss.
Yeah.
And he leaves the room. I'll be back in 30 minutes to blow your mind.
He's got a chart with like a chick with big boobs.
Right.
Little
Honestly, we thought we'd be talking to
yeah.
a man.
Yeah, it's
Can we talk to your boss? My boss is a woman.
Is a woman, yeah.
Wait, what?
Wow.
How does that work?
Yeah. So, wait, so who's going to rip the shirt off first? Yeah. It's
So
it's the wild card.
Playing the wild card. So
Well, just to finish that off,
I want
to
get in the shrimp cage. And I'm like, they're getting in! They're getting in! The bars are too far apart! The shrimp are very tiny!
They swim through, it's like piranha, just kind of like shake for a little bit, and then they swim off, and your skeleton is the only thing left.
They're extremely tiny!
But yeah, I took photos of the entire event, and I went to write it up on my live journal.
And said you wrote a poem?
Because the last time we did this, I also took pictures, and I told Travis that I would post them, but then I forgot, and then I deleted them on accident, whatever. But yeah, so when I was doing the write-up, I ended up writing, like, a 12-part poem, very much like the night before
Christmas.
Was
the rhyme of the Ancient Mariner?
It was pretty
epic.
It was epic well poetry. We'll link to that somewhere.
So, since all the quotes we just said may be confusing people, Always Sunny in Philadelphia started up again.
Oh my god, it was so good.
This
so
weekend.
Good. The first episode was kind of, the second episode was
Why
fantastic.
Why does everyone keep saying that? I thought it was great.
Dude.
The Hunger?
The Hunger?
No. That was insane! They were cannibals!
The first episode was
I really
like,
want to eat that guy. I want to eat him too.
Okay, whenever she was going all Birdo on her fucking sandwich, that was great.
How do you catch a cricket? With a giant bird. I love that Cricket is full-on, fucked-up, toothless, homeless
He's
guy.
He's so broken now.
Oh, no, but no. Cricket, you don't want us to catch you. It's like, what happens if you catch me? No, Cricket, don't get caught. No.
Yeah. Okay, no. It was funny because of Frank doing all the Rambo shit.
Yes. Well, again, you are confusing your life with the life of John Rambo. No, I did all that. No.
They drew first blood.
That was Rambo. Rambo did all that.
I was sitting on the couch going, like... I actually said out loud, I was like, is he talking about Rambo? And then on the show, they're like, okay, you're confusing your life with Rambo.
And again, this is not the first time you've done this. You have confused your life with the life of John Rambo. The saying of John Rambo in the past. This is our dynamic.
Yeah,
I'm the brains, you're the looks.
Just like
he's the wild card. I just always assumed I was the brain and the looks.
Just like in Ghostbusters.
Yes.
I want to know who are those people in Ghostbusters. Egon's the brain. Who's the looks?
Yeah.
Bill Murray.
Bill Murray. Yeah. And then
apparently Dana Barrett was the useless chick.
Yes. Yeah, who's D, the useless chick?
Oh!
I don't want to say anything, but...
Okay.
We kind of
have
that dynamic.
Frank was waterboarding her in a urinal. Okay, do you have any idea? I was
so wrong.
Crying.
We were getting our information from the top mountain.
From the top to the cave.
The top cave. Like, what?
I will admit anything you want me to as long as you stop waterboarding me.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
And then they say...
The first episode was... Yeah.
He's like, where'd you find that out? Oh, I waterboarded this guy. You tortured him? Fuck yeah, I tortured him. It's awesome.
But the whole... I'm sorry, the second episode with the whole gas thing...
Okay,
the concept.
We want to return some gas.
I loved the idea they started off with by like, let's hoard a bunch of it now and then sell it back later. And then immediately after they realize that it fails, they sell it for less than they paid to undercut the gas. That was so fucked up,
dude. That
you
was
cannot put gas in trash cans, dude. We're paying for it. Ease off.
It's like six trash cans full of gasoline.
Oh man.
Yeah, that.
Oh, and
the grill
mask.
No, and the fireball.
Yeah.
Oh, that was awesome. What are you doing? Oh my god! I take back everything I said!
That was awesome!
Do it again. So anyway, watch Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
It's
the
so
new
good.
Episodes are not on Hulu yet, but maybe they will be. Or you can probably catch reruns on the FX network.
Or you
reruns.
Can download them on the internet.
Like, guys, that's 23 minutes. Let's move on.
I have an audio.
Do you have a segment transition?
Yeah, there it is.
Yeah, let's fucking rage!
That's
oh, I thought you'd have like a...
I found
need the like a current affair thing that like
I want to do that. I found this audio and I want to use this audio and somehow merge it into something. So I'm going to work on that.
Okay,
this will be like the
that can be your project.
This will be the sounder for like going to Links of the Week, which will be
let's fucking rage.
What is that from?
It's from Grandma's Boy.
Oh Jesus!
That movie was funny
I'd
the
like
first time.
To forget that ever
only
happened.
Because it was eerily accurate about a few small things.
Eerily, completely inaccurate about everything in the
it
movie.
It was 100% accurate. That's exactly how it is.
There's
how,
one guy that thinks he's Neo.
There's one guy who does all that for us, and the rest of us go like, "Hey, I got an idea." He's like, "Shut up."
Okay,
I finished my level
Kevin
reports.
Nealon, Kevin Nealon in that movie was Sean Green.
Yeah,
whatever.
And
let's move on.
That's why I laughed. It was
all right, guys.
Terrifying.
All right, shut the fuck up. We're moving on.
Fuck you.
This Week in Internet.
Suck my cock. I'll murder your family.
Did you notice how, like, all of the subplots in that movie, like, were just pointless? Like, they wanted to have a romantic subplot, and they just ignored it after 20 minutes.
Yeah.
They never followed up with it. Like,
yeah, there was no point. There was no need to.
I did like, though, that when Woody Harrelson comes and, like, cheats on this guy... his girlfriend or whatever, he's watching it and jacking off because he's his favorite basketball player.
Yeah,
that was just
so weird.
Yeah. What? I'm just watching. So male's internet. Internet sack.
Net sack.
Net sack. Actually.
It's a delicious net sack.
Sack of nets.
Net snack.
Net snack. Let's go to our nets here.
I'm going to go to the fridge here and get another Dr. Pepper.
Man.
Third right. One?
Dick.
Fuck you.
Oh.
First thing. first thing is, I guess we wait for Josh to get back with his new tasty beverage. Whatever. I'm going to dip my balls in ink and teabag him.
Welcome to Costco. I love you.
Just going through them, seeing what you can do.
Yeah.
Don't want to sound like a dick or nothing, but Josh is a fucktard. Says on your chart, Josh is fucked up.
Josh is a fucktard.
You talk like a fag, and your shit's all retarded. What I do is just like,
you know.
You know what I mean? Like,
I found a website for hobo signs.
Hobo signs?
Yeah, it's
like the most creative, like,
no,
will
it's
work
like
for food
how
signs.
They,
It's how they communicate on walls, apparently.
Right.
Oh, no, yeah, the secret, like, it's cool to eat here and it's cool to sleep here,
yeah,
kind of signs.
Yeah,
so
safe
what hobos
place.
Have internet access, they can actually, like,
upload
know
it?
About
there's
this.
Hobo blogs.
I'm sure there is, but where the hell are they getting...
Library.
Oh.
You just get clean enough to go into a library and you can net all over the place. So.
Wait, what?
Josh is back.
Hi, Josh.
I hate
Hi,
the
Denise.
Kind of person that your whore mother turned me into.
Whore. Number one, internet. Did you all see the, okay, so we've all seen the Microsoft Jerry and Gates non sequitur ads.
Yes.
Right.
That were advertising either shoes or Bill Gates doing the robot, possibly.
Or living with a random family.
Family values.
Something. It wasn't really family values.
All I know is that I didn't want to buy anything but medication after seeing that. So they've replaced that. It's already been slammed. Oh,
yeah. They nuked it.
It's dead. Jerry still got his big, fat, giant check. I think it was like woo-hoo. $30 million or $10 million. Or
yeah.
It was huge.
It was fucking change in Bill Gates' couch.
Yeah. He rattled out his cushions and he's like, well, I guess there's about $30 million there, Jerry. What is all this change? So...
Please don't do that.
Oh, I'll do it again. They have a new set of ads that are a direct response to I'm a Mac, I'm a PC, where everyone's a PC.
4 years too late.
Have you seen them?
Yes, I have, actually.
They're actually pretty good.
They're very well done. I'm fucking shocked.
Here's my question. I don't think there's anything wrong with them. I think they make a hell of a lot more sense than the first thing.
Sure.
But I want to ask those people, right, but are you an XP PC? Or are you a Vista PC? Because you don't clarify that in the commercial. And I think we've established that XP was a pretty good operating system. No one's got any problems with that.
Yeah.
After 3 years
the
of
PC
service packs, it
as
was okay.
A machine is probably serviceable, but yeah, you're right. Like,
oh yeah, I run what? Ubuntu, you know, I'm a PC too. I mean,
wow, that's awesome. Hey, you know what? I run OS X. I'm also a PC,
right.
Technically.
That is not a Vista ad.
Check out this Intel processor in this bitch.
My question is, are they...
It runs Windows.
Are they going to try and distance themselves from Vista and get a new... I know they're... They've been working on Windows 7. They've been promoting it. They've seeded developer copies of it. I don't know. I just...
I saw it. They were well done, but yeah. I mean, it's totally...
It was a really, really well
it's
done
It's just
ad.
A response.
Right. Yeah.
That commercial couldn't exist without... Mac that, making a badass commercial.
Well, that commercial, shut up, guys. Am not.
Yeah.
R2. Your mom.
Well, my mom's a lawyer.
My dad'll sue you guys.
We're rich. That's pretty much what it was. We're rich.
My dad'll kick your dad's ass.
Well, the biggest problems are with the Apple commercials. They actually talk about what the actual machine is capable of doing.
Right.
And how it makes your life easier.
Right.
And, like, gives you a reason why you might want to use it.
And most of it's true and some of it's
some
kind
of, it
of farcical.
Is, some of it's farcical,
and
some
I'll
of it stretches. And, yeah, that is true. The Microsoft commercial at no point touched about
any
what
reason
machine,
at all.
What the machine can do for you.
Like, maybe the follow-up to each of those people saying I'm a PC is, like, at work. Oh, no, but at home I have a Mac.
Right.
Well, for my family.
Well, there's that, and then there's other, and this is a very subtle distinction in that the... with the Apple commercials, whenever they say I'm a Mac and I'm a PC, it's because those two characters literally represent the machine.
Yeah.
Whereas the people in the commercials are saying I'm a PC, well, like, no, you're a marine biologist.
Right. And are you happy about that?
It gets the job done.
It gets your marine biology done?
There you go.
You know, I don't know.
There's an article that I saw that I guess it got leaked that whatever agency did that commercial, they were using Macs too.
Yes.
Did you see that?
They edited it with
it's
like Final
Cut
Pro. Yeah. Which, what else would you use? There really isn't a Windows equivalent. that would be as capable. But the other thing that I find that's funny about that is there is a difference, not just like a conceptual difference. Well, I guess it is. There's a completely fundamental conceptual difference between the concept of I'm a Mac and I'm a PC. When you say I'm a Mac or I use a Mac, you are talking about an operating system, a suite of software, a line of hardware, and a network of developers that develop for this platform with the same goal in mind. When you say I'm a PC, you could be talking fucking anything. You could be like, yeah, I like Microsoft Office, or yeah, I like gaming on this certain hardware, or yeah, I like this particular motherboard. I like NVIDIA graphics cards.
I like Solitaire.
Right. I like Minesweeper. It's apples and oranges. It's not apples to apples. It's not a direct comparison. Either talk about XP or Vista versus OS X, or talk about, you can't even compare the hardware because you're what kind of XP? Like Acer? They make, you know, lower quality machines than Dell, or I don't know. I mean, somebody does. I mean, I don't know. I guess that's all there is to that. But
yeah. E-machines, baby.
That's a good point. Yeah, are you an E-machines PC? Because then I'm much more proud of my Apple hardware.
Are you a $20,000 Voodoo PC guy? Like, what's the deal?
That's going to be very sad in 6 months when it's not worth anything. So there you go. I don't know, whatever. Internet 2.
Yeah. Just so it doesn't sound like it, I'm not ragging on the new commercial.
No,
I think it's actually the smartest thing Microsoft has done in a long fucking time.
And I'm honestly not hating on... I will hate on Vista, but I'm not hating on PCs. I was pretty happy using an XP machine for, you know, 10-plus years. I just got tired of fighting it.
XP hasn't been out that long, sweetheart.
7 years?
I don't know. 2001? 2002? When did XP come out?
2002-3.
Yeah.
I was on 98 when I moved here. Well, that was in like 99 or 98. Anywho, hey, you know what we need is an internet transition noise as good as the pew-pew. Do you have any of those?
No, but okay. I will look here.
Guys, we're at 32 minutes. All right. Next thing. Heroes shit-faced Tim Kring said in a recent article or an interview.
I'm sorry?
No.
Oh, damn it. I was hoping it was that.
No, guys. This is the paraphrasing of what he said. Guys. You're too stupid to realize that season 2 was just as good as season 1. Get over it.
I can't even begin to address that ridiculous level of stupidity.
Let me try one. No. See, the Ford Taurus is just like the BMW. Right. I don't understand what.
Why it's got four wheels, and you get from your house to your office.
It's got air conditioning,
and yeah, totally.
You put tinted windows, and you swear to Christ, it's the same car.
Check out the curves on this motherfucker. Taurus is sexy.
Yeah, they
it's the ball.
His point was you can't really plan for the audience reaction to things, and one of the things we found out was the audience did not want to start slowly and build. But sure enough, that happened in the first season, and I think people don't remember that. He's saying the pacing of season 1 is the same as the pacing of season 2.
Even if it was, it wouldn't matter, because writing in season 2, so shockingly enough, was actually worse than the writing in season 1. And 1 was fucking awful. And I'm still... It starts up again Monday, doesn't it?
It does?
Doesn't it start already? Up again Monday?
Yeah.
I'm not paying attention to when things...
I didn't know it was that soon.
That's when I missed the Always Sunny thing.
It's better than Smallville. How are you not paying attention?
I didn't know. I just went and looked at my DVR, and I'm like, oh, things are recording again.
Like, oh, holy shit, I need to sit down and watch this
yeah.
massive abortion of a television show.
Funny comic. How was it? After I saw it.
Yeah, you did.
It was terrible.
That was one of my favorites.
Oh my god, it was so bad.
I really wish I could fucking shackle you in a basement.
I wish I could relate forever. Somehow, but I don't want to. You know, I just refuse.
You know on The Soup when they show Passions, the soap opera that makes no sense?
Yeah.
It's like that, but with superpowers. Like...
Well, Passions has Wishcraft, so it is kind of exactly like that then.
It's maybe a
shut
spinoff.
Up, Denise.
It might be a spinoff.
It was Lana's side project.
Well, there was a whole season about Wishcraft. I mean,
yeah, I only know because
we've said
of
enough
you.
Of this, but
I hate you.
They take characters and give them motives and personality traits, and then from episode to episode, completely betray everything they've set up, even if they set up bad stuff. Stick with it. But no, I don't want to talk about it. Okay.
No, you still have Heroes. Your season pass
the
on your TiVo.
The first step is acceptance.
It's admitting I have a problem.
Yeah,
I've admitted I have a problem. I've just resigned myself to it. I'm gonna die this way.
You gave up after the first step.
Yeah, I'm gonna die.
You don't stop after the first step.
So, any thoughts on Heroes starting up? Is that
nope? I'm gonna watch it. For the same retarded reason you watch Smallville.
No.
You've already invested so much time, though.
No, you cannot watch Heroes for the reason I watch Smallville. I watch Smallville out of self-loathing. Heroes is actually partially entertaining sometimes.
And four episodes out of their entire two-season run.
Oddly enough, though, contains worse special effects than Smallville.
What the fuck is up with
that? What is that about?
It gets like, I wonder way if better ratings. Fix that. Where do they not get the money from?
I wonder if they're going to fix that. You know, Smallville is WB or the CW's highest ranked show and is still like number 30 in the ratings. Like their best show is so far below NBC, Fox, anybody.
Hmm. Big surprise.
Yeah, imagine that. Next thing, there is talk, even before the release, of a Watchmen movie sequel. Discuss.
Yeah. What?
Yeah.
What?
Hey, that's like our fans. That's like the fans on our forum telling us how our game already sucks before it even comes out.
Hasn't even come out yet.
Your game sucks. It is pretty shitty.
And then you're like, well, but they're like, but it does. And then like other people will be like, well, have you played it? Well, no, but
it's fucking gay.
Obviously,
I saw the video and it sucks. The
you
video
suck for you making
know.
It.
I saw it on YouTube and it sucks. I'm like, okay, all right.
Well, it's funny because Allison was saying that now that the release is imminent, that people are going crazy on the forums. Like, not good crazy.
Like, hurting
in that
themselves?
Like, it's a full moon crazy?
It's like, yeah, it's actually, they've gone kind of crazy in that they're all freaking out about, like, oh, well, does it have this? No, it doesn't. What? Why not? And PC this and blah, blah, blah. And dedicated servers this and that. And it's all like,
I'll murder your family.
Basically.
Yeah, basically.
It's
that's
been
what it is.
That explosion on the internet about our game.
One of the reasons I very specifically curtailed the video game content in the comic early on when I realized, like, oh shit, I did like three this month about video games. I need to stop that because video games attract the wrong kind of readers and fans.
Horrible, horrible people. But the most loyal people.
Yeah, and hateful. Simultaneously.
Loyally hateful.
Yeah, loyally very, hateful. They're very good at being hateful.
Very dedicated about
the
being
the thing about video
hateful.
Game fans and forums and such is that you can't tell if they're 12 or 30. There's no difference.
Yeah, that's about right.
It's all caps, it's like all exclamations. Fuck you, gay! Like, that's... Yeah. Shut up, kid. Kid! I'm a programmer. I'm 42. I have a family. That's how he talks to his family. Dad, I gotta...
Can I get some bread rolls?
Fuck you, cock! LOL!
Woot, woot,
woot! First!
Yeah. Like, they're all sitting around the table, and he's like, they all get served, and he's like, first!
Finished his food. They're like crying.
I can only imagine like a family.
What's wrong with daddy? It's when a 12-year-old gamer from today grows up in 30 years.
That would be a television show that I would watch. It's like a family that lives their life via forum.
The gamer family.
Yeah. Dun,
dun, just the gamer.
What do you want? Like they show like the sister in front of the bathroom door like, "What the hell's taking so long, fag?"
Like, get out of the bathroom. No, banned.
Shut up, cunt.
Yeah, you can hear from behind the door.
Shut up, cut!
She's banned from the bathroom.
Yeah.
And, like, they're always...
If you do it again, you're gonna get permabanned.
They're always... Banhammer! They're always walking around with, like, giant photoshopped images of each other in the porn. Like, this is your face on dog sex. Suck it.
Oh, man.
Your mom. Your mom's my mom. Fuck you, I fucked your mom. That's your mom! Whatever. Not what she said when I was fucking her. Oh!
Wow.
Oh, wow. My God. Wow.
The forum
thank
family.
Thank you, Internet.
The forum family. Ah, it's the forum. That's pretty good.
Here, wait, I got an audio. Let me see.
You wrote that theme song and recorded it already?
Yes.
Oh,
no,
good.
Wait. Let's see if this works as a transition sound. Yeah. And then,
that's a little bit too long. Is that a Star Trek phaser?
Yeah.
Or that's a photon torpedo.
It's a photon torpedo.
Yeah.
Come on, Joel.
Yeah. Goddamn. God. What's wrong with me? This, we didn't even talk about it. I guess they the whole point, there's nothing to say, but Watchmen sequel.
Why?
If Alan Moore isn't... He's already super pissed that he allowed them to make this movie. I'm like, you know what, Alan Moore? You're a crazy fuck because you are just a curmudgeonly asshole. You make millions of dollars when they make your shit into movies. Just be
Actually,
happy about
he,
it.
He doesn't.
Weren't they talking about making a sequel?
He takes
to,
his name off of him, but didn't he still get paid?
He lost the. He sold the rights to all that shit a long, long time ago.
Oh,
that's why
he's angry.
Pissed about everything.
I see.
Because
he made bad decisions.
Yeah. So it's still he's well, sleeping in his own fucking shit here.
Yeah.
So.
But what could you? I mean,
didn't they say at one point they were doing a sequel to 300?
Yeah, maybe.
301.
What?
Maybe.
What? What?
Seriously,
happen?
It's because their brains go...
Xerxes is a sexy motherfucker.
Their money brains like start jizzing all over the place when a movie makes like, you know, $400 million. Like, oh God, we need more.
Sequel.
Oh God, we need more. They talked about... There was a thing where Warner Brothers' new strategy is... Guys, do you remember The Dark Knight? Yes, we liked that. That was money. Do you remember that? Let's do that every year. Oh my God! yes, let's do that every
Sweet.
Year! Let's keep doing that kind of thing! So what's going to happen is there's going to be 4 dark superhero movies a year, and they're all going to suck dick, and then in 5 or 10 years there'll be something else that is just a fluke hit that they'll just capitalize on over and over and over. Whatever. Yeah. Spider-Man started it, that cocksucker. Next thing. I want to go over this list kind of quickly, but let's see where we are. Where are we on time? 41 minutes. Oh, God.
We're no good.
We're okay. We're almost done with the links. Let's skip through this. But IO9 put up a list of the best, worst science fiction movies of all time. I just want to go over it real quick and get, like, short comments on them. Number 1, Chronicles of Riddick.
Is that best or worst?
This is the best, worst science fiction movies of all time.
Oh,
possibly most enjoyable... Shitty science fiction
I
of all
it,
time.
I gotcha. Carry
Chronicles
on.
Of Riddick, number 1.
I enjoyed that movie.
Okay.
It has its problems, and I cannot defend it against the certain retarded nature of it.
Yeah.
But it's enjoyable. It's fun to look at. Some of the action is pretty cool. It's super fucking imaginative from a visual standpoint, and I have to respect that.
All the visuals were good. It makes as good of a painting as it does a movie, really.
Yeah.
I mean, but the
and Vin Diesel
so,
was awesome in it.
It was so grandiose. It was so like
it's a little over
we are setting up this massive world of
and
sequels.
It
and
tanked.
I bet they don't make it. I mean
it tanked to the box office and they never like they
It would make a good
well, wasn't it
Saturday
like a,
afternoon movie. That's how I would rank it.
He's still talking about them. He's still talking about sequels. He said it's gonna be the next Lord of the Rings trilogy was a direct quote.
No,
well wasn't
I would totally
Black,
watch another one.
What was it
Vin
called?
Diesel
Pitch
is
Black.
As good as Tolkien.
Pitch Black, right?
Actually yeah.
That was the prequel to it, I think.
Yeah,
well, Pitch
but not really. Pitch Black was a standalone sci-fi movie
that came out a long time ago,
which was made for like $60.
And was that
and
on the
really
okay?
Good.
Well, keep
Pitch
going,
Black
keep
is
going,
actually
yeah,
really
yeah
the
keep going down the list because I actually kind of
okay.
Like
let's
that.
Keep going. Yeah. Time Cop.
Oh God,
I have never seen
Wait,
it. Not
who
on TV.
Is that one?
That's never
one.
Seen it ever.
Not on
Time
TV,
Cop.
But
is
you've
that,
seen the movie.
Sylvester
I've seen like parts of it.
No, that's Van Damme.
I know that Ron Silver's in it.
Van Damme, that's right,
playing himself.
Yeah,
Time Cop is ridiculous, and it's like your standard '90s Van Damme fare. It pokes as much fun as itself. It doesn't mean to, but it's pretty flawed.
Didn't we have an argument about that? Because I was talking about what was it? Oh, Iron Chef, and they were going into overtime. Hold on, I have a point. Shut up. So I was like, oh, it's sudden death overtime.
I want to hear.
And
this.
He was like, what? What's sudden death? What are you talking? It's overtime. No, there's no such thing as sudden death. I'm like, but there's that Van Damme movie. It's called Sudden Death because they're watching a hockey game. And the whole idea is that it's sudden death because they're going to blow up the
are you
hockey
high?
Game.
Wait.
Shut up.
So
let her keep going.
No, I'm sitting here going, you shouldn't use Van Damme as like. The official, like the official, the official guy
or whatever,
of saying that that's correct. Like,
right?
I'm like, no, hockey.
Let Denise finish this. That's a real phrase. No, that's my point.
No, I was like,
Time Cop.
I thought you were still trying to get.
Oh,
I was like,
because it was Van Damme.
Oh, okay. I was waiting for how it's going
to
relate to Time Cop.
Back to
6 degrees of Time Cop. Ron Silver was in a movie with Matt Damon, who was in a movie with no. Next was Mimic. Mimic was the giant roach monster.
Oh,
yeah.
That was good.
That was awesome.
I like that.
I bet if you watched it now, I bet the effects are terrible.
No,
was that Guillermo del Toro?
Yes.
That did that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That was his first American movie?
Yes. No, it actually it still holds up because
it's
there aren't really any special effects.
I thought it was pretty fucking imaginative that, you know, it's like the roach looks like a dude in a trench coat.
Yeah.
Like, that's how he evolved to make it through the subway.
Yeah, and it's great. Well, because it was a short story that was, it was like a little, I don't know, I don't know who wrote the short story, but the it was a short story.
Oh, I think I know you're talking about.
And it was very well, like, actually translated.
Yeah, it was, you know, really creepy.
And it had the real rock. The black,
what?
The black guy.
Who?
What?
What are you talking about?
The black cop in that movie? His name's The Rock. Or he had a show called The Rock?
No. Rock. R-O-C.
Oh.
Rock.
Well, I still see him.
His first name was Rock in the show.
I still see him as the original Rock.
The Rock. Okay.
The Rock.
You've established a mythology all your own with this man. Okay.
My generation likes to refer to him as The Rock.
Next, and I have strong...
Your generation.
He means the people that live in his house. Him and his cats.
No, I mean, like...
It's his generation.
See, you were into, like... You were.
What's up, my generation? That's how he says my.
I was into Empire Strikes Back, and you were into Return of the Jedi. Like,
dude,
total difference,
dude.
Generations, like,
yeah. Does this look translate over audio? I'm going, what? Next, and I love hating this movie, Hollow Man, which stars Kevin Bacon.
I never saw that.
All he does is rape in that movie.
Yeah, he rapes a lot of people.
How have I not seen this movie?
Okay, Hollow Man is your typical Invisible Man movie.
It was Paul Verhoeven.
They
should have
just called it Rape Man.
Invisible Rape Box is the name of the movie.
Yeah, the Invisible
Hollow
Dick.
Hollow Man.
Or like the Invisible Hard-On.
Invisible Boner.
Yeah, because that
Invisibone.
That was funny because I'm sure they were sitting around going like, okay, now if you were invisible, what would you do?
And I'd rape people.
Yeah, they'd be like, I'd be raping.
Actually, they had silent ballots. They said, okay, everybody, first thing you do, you're invisible for one day. Write it down. Put it in the hat. Okay, let me get it
like
out.
The list is already piled up before he even finishes.
That's four for rape. That's five for... One for steal, six for rape.
One person wants to bake. Why do you want to bake while invisible?
Oh, no, it's rape. That's not a B. It's an R. It's rape. Okay.
No, wait. No, they want to rake?
No.
Or is it rape?
No, guys.
Oh.
Rape.
It's spelled, with a P.
So in Hollow Man, they try real... This guy's developing invisible serum for the government. They've made monkeys invisible. The problem is they
can't... It's not what I thought you meant by serum.
They can't get them back is one of the problems. And the other problem is that it makes them super aggressive. And I'm like, where's this movie going? So Kevin Bacon does it on himself.
Of course.
And the pseudoscience in that
Invisible
movie
Bacon.
Is better. Nom, nom, nom. Invisible. Nom, nom, nom. So if you were a cannibal, that'd be the first person you'd eat.
Bacon.
It was raccoon.
Is it racist if we don't want to eat this black guy? What is now?
I'm just not into dark meat.
Yeah, I've always been a white meat kind of girl.
Is it just me or does this white guy look so much better? He does. He looks so good. I totally want to eat that guy.
Oh, God, no. But the guy running the morgue was like, why do you have that hot plate?
You get 50, same as anybody else, 50, 50
bucks,
10 minutes.
Yeah.
I like yogurt up my ass. I'm not judging you. What did he say? And popsicle sticks in my dick or something?
In my mouth.
Oh, okay. So, in Hollow Man, he goes invisible. And then the pseudoscience in that movie, they're like, number one, it's like, I have to sleep with a sleep mask on because my eyelids are invisible. Guess what, fucker? If your eyes are invisible, they don't work.
Shh.
I mean, why go into that detail if you're just pointing out how wrong your plot is?
Let it go.
And
I had that exact same problem with Die Another Day.
That doesn't make sense.
I didn't see that.
What is that?
It's a Bond movie.
James Bond movie with Halle Berry and the Asian dude with diamonds in his face.
Oh, the diamond face, right.
Diamond face.
Yeah, but it's...
Mr. Diamond Face!
I just forgot how dumb that actually is, like, to have diamonds
in your face.
Why do you have diamonds in his face?
Why did he have
diamonds? Because
a diamond exploded.
Because hot dogs in your face would be just stupid.
He was smuggling a shipment of diamonds and it exploded and they embedded in his face and he never had them taken out. Because
your body would reject that.
Shh.
Okay. That's infections.
But their original plan was this guy was going to be like illegally transporting hot dogs and they were going to explode and then...
Wait, is that how he's transporting diamonds in his face?
Yeah, in hot dogs.
No,
whatever.
No, we're not talking about this anymore. That
Next.
Movie pissed me off.
Tim Burton's Planet of the Apes.
I
like
I enjoyed all of that movie despite the fact that it was stupid.
No, I hated it.
Actually,
what? Tim Roth was awesome.
Yeah, he was. Tim Roth owned that movie.
For once here, I'm actually on the same page as Eli.
I don't care.
I just didn't. I sat in the theater and was like, what the fuck is going on?
Do you like that, Denise?
Tim Roth and Helena Bonham Carter owned that movie. Marky Mark was terrible in it.
Well, that chick, that model chick, whatever, couldn't act to save her life.
Whoever, but the Nova analog was terrible.
The monkeys were good.
Oh, yeah. Flying through the trees and shit. Yeah. All the sets were great.
They were.
The plot was ridiculous and the ending was abysmal, but it was enjoyable. That was a Saturday movie. You can't deny that. That was Saturday on TBS.
Fuck, man. That was like somebody dragging me like...
Oh, it wasn't that bad.
8 a.m. to go see that.
Like a monkey ripped your balls off?
Like The Village.
Okay.
Like The Village.
The visuals were great in that movie.
You know?
The costumes. Okay,
the only thing that I got...
The costumes with the muscular...
I know.
The only thing I got in that movie was
the guy with the gorilla, the
soundtrack.
Big black dude was the gorilla.
Oh, Michael Clark Duncan.
And the other guy was the orangutan.
Isn't that racist that they cast him for that?
Cool. Why? Who else would they cast as a big gorilla?
I think that's racist.
I'm just saying.
This movie, being on this list... upsets me. The Last Starfighter.
Whoa!
That's just
a great badass.
That's just a great movie, period.
Okay, they just threw that on there because they want to claim that shitty because the special effects were...
They were fucking
groundbreaking. Like, they were...
It also has the least text of any of the other... Like, they didn't write any shit about it. They just put it on there.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with Last Starfighter.
That's just a give up. I love that movie for a number of reasons.
The guy's got a turtle head.
Well, I thought the turtle head friend was cool when I was a kid. I was like, I want a turtle head friend! Turtle head friends are cool!
And then you told people that, and they put you in a special home.
Yay. And then I totally believed I could play video games, like, well enough to, like, save myself and, like, get out of the shitty trailer park I grew up in.
If we have another, wow, that sort of happened to you.
Kinda.
Your life is sort of Last Starfighter.
I know.
Wow.
Dude, I'm gonna Death Blossom any
video
second
Video games saved you. From your mediocre upbringing.
And also, random trivia style, one of the largest orchestras ever assembled to play the main theme. Because
yes, that is an awesome...
The music from the movie, which you probably don't remember,
I don't.
Yeah, it's way more epic than it ever should be, because the brass line is written in 12-part harmony.
Wow. We'll have to listen to that sometime.
It's fucking
it's
epic.
It's actually really good. When you listen to it, you realize that music makes... Half of that movie.
All right, we might come back to the rest of this list, but this list will take us the rest of the night. So, additional internet.
I like that list.
It's a good list. We'll go back to that on the post show. Maybe that'll be the post show.
I like that sound.
So if you want to hear the rest of what we think about the best, worst sci-fi movies of all time, go to hiandjutsusu.com/donations. Donate. Get in on the post show action. Let's see. Where is next? Oh, this is quick. I just wanted to bring this up because I love this story. People found a dead body bound and gagged in a sleeping bag in the woods. And then they were like, holy shit. And then it was a real doll.
Yeah, I saw that. Did you read the whole article of the guy that actually put it out there?
A 60-year-old man, having lived with his rubbery companion for a few years after his wife passed away, decided to move in with his kids and felt like it was time to move on. He was too attached to chop his former lover into pieces and toss her out with the trash, so he did what any respectable guy would do, stuck her in her sleeping bag, brought her to a remote wooded area, and dumped her. And then, of course, hikers found her. I love that, like, the real scenario there was like, no, you've got to go. I can't go! He's like hearing her voice. He's like, shut up, bitch! God! Like, he beats her and... ties her up and takes her to the woods. Oh, fucking whore. He's like hearing both sides of the conversation. I don't know. I love that it's an old guy.
No, he just set her free in the woods.
Go, B. It's like Harry and the Hendersons. Go! You have to go! You have to go!
He's crying, but he turns away so that she doesn't see.
In his mind, she's frolicking with squirrels and
it
shit.
It was a 60-year-old man, though, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so he was savvy enough to know how to work the internet, because I seriously doubt he went into a store and bought this and walked out with it.
You have to buy them from the internet.
Exactly. So
unless you got it secondhand.
Telling me this guy couldn't... Well, actually,
gently
you know,
used.
Okay, actually, yeah, I was going to say, now that I think about what I was about to say, I was like, if you're writing this up on eBay, slightly used, not too often real doll.
Love doll.
Only used the butthole part.
Yeah.
Never did
good
the front
for
stuff.
Conversations.
Never looked her in the eye.
No.
Yeah.
Ugh, why would you? I'd tape them shut.
Can rename as needed.
No, 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 no. Specifically must always be named Trisha.
Yeah.
She will not respond to anything else. Respond to the... Missing one real doll. Respond to the name Trisha. Probably missing her collar. Next net. I'm getting through these here. This is just also a real quick one. That an audio engineer analyzed Metallica's new Death Magnetic... And found that...
I fucking hate the music industry for this so much.
The CD was jacked up to the maximum possible levels all the way across the board, which is...
Distorting.
It distorts everything. And it kills all dynamic range, it kills all highs and lows, and they do this specifically because of cell phones and iPods. I read an article about a year ago that all the albums released in the last 3 or 4 years get cranked all the way up in the mixing... Because iPod headphones are like the number one way people hear music today, or blasting out of tiny cell phone speakers as fucking ringtones. So for albums to be ringtone compatible, they've jacked the sound up. Then he compares it to the Guitar Hero version.
Right.
And the Guitar Hero version is like perfectly mastered.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's because that's going to be coming out of TV speakers.
Right.
Right.
So.
Well, and because.
Wow. That's terrible.
Because. The people that actually were in control of the Fallen Master actually care about music.
It's fucked up. And of all the bands, I've listened to Death Magnetic. It's listenable. It's got good music. The lyrics are still retarded.
Well, of course.
But honestly, you reach a point where you can't be the same guy that is concerned about selling his $30 million fine art collection at Sotheby's. And also be the guy that needs to go into the studio and make a heavy metal album. Like, there's no way those two can coexist. But that's just sad, though, because, like, I mean, I probably wouldn't notice it since I would typically be listening to it in the car. That's probably the only place I listen to music. Right. And the air conditioner's going, and I've got it cranked up so I can hear it. But it's sad, because Metallica is a headphone album. Metallica is a headphone band. You should be able
generally.
To get more. Like Radiohead.
Well, definitely there. But the problem there, it's not just because of iPhones and whatever, cell phones and stuff. The whole, like, hey, let's maximize the volume output of this album has been going on for a long, long, long time. Mostly because of the vast majority of people have shitty audio equipment. Or they live in housing where they can't actually have something turned up very loud to begin with. So whenever you maximize the volume, it's basically a level volume the whole way.
Yeah.
So that they can turn it up so that they can hear the quiet part and the loud part isn't any louder.
If you had any interest in this, click on the link and it shows an output in Audacity of what the two tracks look like side by side. And the album track is just a brick of sound. It's just a solid
It looks like
rectangle.
White static noise. Yeah. The waveform does. It's really impressive.
And then the Rock Band version is quite dynamic. So anyway, that's just sad.
So eventually someone is going to actually be able to play that entire album perfectly. They're going to record it. It's going to end up on the internet, and then I'll be able to download a copy of the album that doesn't sound like
that. I was actually waiting for that to happen. I didn't know how accessible that was with the Rock Band source.
Well, it's in Guitar Hero. It depends on...
Guitar Hero.
It depends on if they've changed the format, that how all the shit is actually structured on the actual physical disc.
Like, you'd have to rip at least 5 tracks per song, right?
Right.
And then put them back together.
Right. Previous Guitar Heroes, they've been able to rip the audio out of, but this one is completely new because it's all multi-tracked and shit. So
that is sad.
We'll probably eventually get that album where it doesn't sound like asshole.
You know what's sad about that is, like, when you do listen to a new Radiohead album on headphones... You hear more, and you're happy. Like, oh, I never heard that little beep boop part in the background. Or even Ben Folds rarely puts out a song with less than like 9 instruments. You just don't hear them because you're in the car or whatever. But like, there'll be banjo in the background on shit that you didn't even know about till you put on a good pair of headphones. So I don't know. Depressing. Next, this is for Eli, because maybe you're the only person I know you've. Confused Denise into watching sports at times, but ESPN ran a commercial. You know Marvel's current storyline, the Skrull takeover. What's it called? Secret Invasion.
Yeah.
Skrulls are taking over the planet. They've replaced our heroes and our government and whatever else. All right, they ran an ad on ESPN about embracing the change and accepting the Skrulls as our masters with real people. The fuck is that?
Wait, what?
What?
Look. This is the ad.
I don't...
It shows, like, human children playing with Skrulls, and it's like, we've destroyed our planet. Our new masters will take care of us. Welcome them. But on ESPN, like, not the Sci-Fi Channel.
That's
retarded.
Yeah, I, as a someone who watches sports, do not... I don't embrace this or...
endorse it in any kind of way.
I actually feel outright outrage. That
ESPN people might believe this. Honey, we got new alien masters. Stop.
I, for one, isn't...
Well, shit. Do you still want mustard on your hot dog?
I, for one, would be the first to embrace our new alien overlords.
Yeah. That's just a really weird venue for that sort of thing.
That's weird.
Last thing, and I couldn't even find a working link for this. The link was dead by the time I tried to look at it. Says that Stallone's going to do Rambo 5 and 6.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, yeah, I heard
when he's
that.
72.
He's going to actually...
How old is he now?
He's creeping up on 60, right?
He's max 60. He's got to be late 60s.
Not late 60s.
Yeah,
I all right, so. Look it up. I'm going to have to go to the judges on this. Look that up while I pee.
And then talk about it.
Yeah, somebody else looked that up.
Duh.
He's, shut that up. You still haven't shut that
Too
up.
Bad.
Is this your DJ mix of,
The what?
Did you find it?
My nipple.
Whoa, wait. Sylvester Stallone did a porno?
No, his brother is a porno star.
I'm on IMDb.
No, actually, that is correct.
I'm reading it.
Yeah,
right
he
now.
Actually did do a porno.
He was 23 correct. Years three whenever he first starred in the porno, The Party at Kitty and Studs, which was re-released immediately after Rocky as the Italian Stallion.
Yeah,
that's
wow.
But he appears in almost every scene nude. So,
yeah, and his brother.
He's 62.
Yeah, he's
his
that,
brother I is a porn. Waiting. His brother is a porn star.
Frank. Frank Stallone?
Yeah. Or you know, was?
Frank Stallone was in a short-lived sitcom starring himself and three other brothers of, at the time, famous people. They all played cards, and they played themselves. And the show was about their weekly card game where they talk about their famous brothers.
Yeah.
Oh, so that's like the Living with the Lohans or whatever that show is? It's like,
but it was an actual sitcom, like Laugh Tracked and everything.
That's retarded.
Actually, all he does is tell stories about Sly. So he's like, so anyway, me and Sly were having a hot dog. And he goes, and I was like, what? They're like, you understand that? Fuck yeah, my brother. Let me look up Frank Stallone and see what that show was called.
I'm looking right now. When was this?
90s. Frank Stallone, actor, Rocky. He was in Rocky as, like, the punching bag or the cow?
The hanging meat?
The side of beef.
I've made a huge mistake.
Oh, man. Yeah, he did not get the looks in the family.
I don't think anybody in that family...
No, they're all beat up.
To go back on topic, yeah, they're going to make another two Rambos, and I think he's just going to fly to the center of the Earth and then punch his way out.
Boosh!
Hey, Earth, I'm here to beat your ass!
If 5 and 6 are even half of the movie that 4 was,
then I know I'm going to love it. So,
you know, I just thought of something because Rick asked me, Rick said, you know, we should try to do one of those submit a riff tracks. And I was thinking, I don't know what movie we could do to you. Rambo.
Yeah, Rambo 4.
They haven't already done Rambo.
They haven't done that yet.
No.
Are you serious?
Oh, man.
It would basically be like, you would buy a riff track of us laughing.
Right.
And like high-fiving.
Oh, my God, the hedge exploded! Oh, yeah! I just killed like 40 people! He's like, oh, I got sniper rifle! Explosion!
Are you even talking? Are you even speaking words?
You weren't there when Eli and I...
It was basically like that, watching the movie.
Seriously, it was me, Eli, Denise, and Rick.
Oh, this was the episode of the very first podcast.
Yeah, we were high-fiving, but yet doing a circle at the same time. You know,
it was like,
ring around the rosy. Dude, I'm so happy.
I'm not sure if I've ever laughed that much.
I still haven't seen it.
I love how it opens up with like, very important people are dying every day in Burma. Blah, 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 totally serious, and it's a tragedy. And then, like, 5 minutes later, the laughing starts, and it was just a comedy tour.
Yeah, it was so awkward because it was like going to an event. It's like going to a comedy club, and it's you're going to see like one of your favorite like comedians, and they start the comedy skit with. We'd like to quickly discuss a very serious topic.
Cancer is a problem.
Which
these
cancer
days.
Is yeah. just my mother. My mother, my mother, who is here tonight, who's sitting in the back, is actually
cancer.
Dying of cancer. And everyone's like,
high fiving.
What's cancer?
No. Seriously, guys, my mom is in a wheelchair in the back, and her leg is actually
explosion. Yeah. So
she never goes into remission.
All right, let's move on. Midway point of the show. Where are we? We're at an hour and six. We can get this under 2 hours.
Hey, fuck that. We're going to make it in 25 minutes.
You're waiting to pull that plug.
Middle point of the show, when we talk a bit about the actual hijinks in the zoo. If anyone has to pee, just feel free. Josh, do you have any pizza left?
You bitch.
That's literally it. There's
money.
Nothing in the box.
There are crusts in the box.
I'm starving. Hey. Can you bring me that cover? Dude. What? I'm
it's
poor.
Like your 18th.
You know what? I don't count it when you're drinking beer, so you hush, Denise.
Yeah, okay. Alcoholic. Anywho, hijinksandsue.com news. Number one, working on the first ever Hijinks and Sue book. Looking for a printer right now. Hopefully to have that out, at least up for presale in the next couple of weeks. I'm expecting it's going to be something like $15. If you're interested in that, keep it in mind. Also... remember that you can buy a print of any comic on Hijinks and Sue. I will have those professionally printed, sign them, and send them to you. Only $12.50 for those. And Hijinks and Sue is also going to be starting sponsorships probably next month. So if your company, your organization, if you have an indie film, if you have a project, if you have a whatever, if you're a software developer and you want to pimp your software, if you wrote a book, I don't care. Let's talk. Joel@hijinksandsue.com. Email me about your stuff, and I'll send you the ins and outs. What you're going to get is sponsorship ads and links on the site for however many weeks you buy it for, blog posts, mentions on the podcast, and the forum, and other good stuff. So, next thing, if you currently subscribe to either the RSS feed for the blog, the comic, and or the podcast, check the new links in the sidebar and update those. I've moved them to Google's neighborhood of FeedBurner. So there you go. Going to get started with the mail sack as soon as everyone gets back in their seat.
Where's everybody going?
I don't know.
Everybody's gone.
Oh, okay. You'll make me a hot dog? We've been talking about hot dogs a lot, and I'm starving.
You not had lunch?
I guess we're just dead air here. No, I haven't had lunch. I'm starving. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Oh. Uh-oh.
I just had that pizza. It was pretty good.
We're dead.
What?
Are we coming back?
Just now.
Yeah, I'm going to wait and see if it does automatically.
Always press record.
I guess we're back. Ustream is a piece of shit and doesn't work. And I know it's free.
Your account just got banned.
I don't care. If anyone knows of a better service that can stream and record and do chat, let me know because Ustream eats dick. Moving on to MailSack. Mail sack. So we went through your questions, picked out some that we can answer. And we've got, say, 30 minutes or so we can do this.
You got 5 minutes to answer all these questions.
Oh, suck man. A ball.
Go.
Number one. I like this one. This is from Jesse Monster. And the question is, do we have rules that geek shows must follow to be accepted? And apparently there are established rules for certain reviewers. There's reviewers that say if it doesn't meet these criteria, you're fucked. Number one, the Bechdel rule. I've never heard of these people. At least two female characters who talk to each other about, three, something besides a man. So there has to be
nipples.
I guess female characters that actually do things. The Morales rule from ABC's The Middleman. Nobody calls anyone Poppy. No dancing to salsa music. No gratuitous Spanish. I think that's for having Latino
that,
people
in
the show.
Is that the anti-Ugly Betty rule?
You know what's funny is that's... Well, Prison Break
Poppy.
Does that.
Hey, Poppy!
Prison Break is not a geek show.
No.
It was originally?
No.
How?
What?
No, it wasn't.
It was an Arrested Development killer.
Yeah.
Don't like it.
It was, how was that? It was never a geek show.
It is marketed to you specifically.
Then why what? Do I hate it?
No, it's good. The first season was good.
People, yeah, the first season was good. The show's totally fucking crazy now. Or Deegan's Rule, which is from some guy from the St. Petersburg Times. At least two non-white characters in the main cast in a show that is not about race. So, that's all good places to start. Whatever.
Is that...
Anyway, the general question...
Wait, rules... I'm trying to think here. Saved by the Bell only had Lisa.
Correct.
Okay, so that doesn't count.
AC is non-white. Mario Lopez. You don't. I mean, he's white, but he's
right.
brown.
And you know, okay, yeah,
he's as Mexican as me.
Right,
you're Mexicaner than him because you look threatening.
That's true.
That's true.
Have you seen him?
He's
ripped. And
thighs are threatening. I guess
he dances in a way that I feel threatened by.
He's a host on E now. It's he replaced
really
Sugar Ray.
I never did under... Is he gay or not? I never did
Mario Lopez?
That. Yeah.
The what?
I don't think so.
Did he married? Or?
Oh.
I heard that Mark Paul Gosselaar was.
I did too, but I heard
really?
That way back in
yeah.
Saved by the Bell days.
Oh, wow.
I don't know.
And I think he's married too.
I have no idea.
Probably a beard.
Ah, crap.
Anyway, rules for shows, or at least, let's say, even if you can think of the opposite, things that shows must never do.
Suck.
Okay. That's Eli's answer.
It's such an odd question. I've never once thought about
what makes
this.
A geek show.
Well,
most shows that I like that fall within the geek category are story driven.
Yeah,
but they have to be like that has to be a continuing thing. It's okay to like stray off that for an episode or two, but you got to come back to it.
Yeah.
If they stray off that and never come back, then I'm done with the show.
That's true. I would say that for a good geek show. One rule should be, like, for every standalone episode you do, there should at least be elements moving forward the arc of the story.
Yeah.
Buffy always did that. Angel always did that. Buffy didn't always do it great. Angel would do a standalone where they'd have to kill a demon and save somebody, but, like, for 10 minutes of the 42-minute show, they would be talking about Wolfram and Hart or whatever
right.
for that season. So I think that's a good one.
Actually, I do have one rule that a show is not allowed to pander to me, or actually is not allowed to over-explain itself at the beginning of every
right.
episode.
That's a good one.
So many shows on TV, like especially ones that are serial in nature.
Heroes.
Heroes is terrible about
You know why
it.
Heroes does that, though? Heroes tried very hard to be anti-Lost. They're like, people are getting so confused by Lost. Let's explain everything in very specific terms.
Every single episode.
And they would never make you wait more than one episode to reveal something. If there was a mystery in this week, next week they'd be like, the reason for that is that blah, 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 and we're actually brothers. Like,
ta-da!
Yeah.
Well, no. I'm fine with that. The problem is that the very next episode is going to start with them having a conversation about how they're
yeah.
brothers.
They should do
and
it
then,
like Frisky
like,
Dingo.
The end of that episode, they're still going to be having that same conversation about how they're brothers, and then the beginning of the next four episodes will be like, hey, you remember that one time
this
that you found out that you were my brother? I fucking hate that.
I've been rewatching Frisky Dingo season one at night, and I love how at the beginning of every episode, they do a recap that didn't actually happen in the previous
yeah,
episode.
Yeah, that's good
and
stuff.
And last night was the one where Barnaby Jones moves in with Killface, and so he... Xander Cruz runs him over with his car, and their original exchange was something like, "What happened?"
Who are you? Me? I'm Barnaby Jones. Let me take you home. And then, like, the recap is like, Barnaby Jones, live with me.
Well, so I like Arrested Development, too.
Yeah,
they did the opposite
that
of that. Yes. Next time on Arrested Development.
It's not going to happen.
Well, a lot of the times, like, sometimes it would be kind of story-related, and then they would acknowledge that it had happened, but that would never be part of the episode.
It was so right. good.
But yeah. Actually, my favorite, 24 is terrible about the, like, I'm going to have a five-minute conversation that goes over everything that happened in the last episode. And when you stop to think about it, it's like people are stopping to talk about the exact same thing once an hour for, like, 8 hours in a row. Really fucking gets on my nerves. It's like,
we should try that on the podcast.
It was fucking 46 minutes ago.
I'm gonna look at a couple of the ones that they're posting in the chat here that I actually agree with quite a lot. Nardex, rule number one, geek shows must not have no grasp of how technology works.
I get
two things for me, and it's a problem because of
internet
knowing
demon.
How the internet works, knowing how technology works, and then also knowing how music works ruins TV for me.
Sure.
Number one, anyone faking an instrument, I want to beat them to death with the instrument. That kills me. Number two is the oversimplification of technology. We were watching, it was Prison Break. And this guy says,
damn it,
that he went to jail because he invented a cell phone with a wireless hard drive that all you have to do is get it near any other device, phone, computer, PDA, and it can download everything on that computer, phone, whatever. And
in like 12 seconds.
Oh, no, it's tense. It's like 45 seconds.
Oh,
and,
man.
And he's got this giant readout on his laptop. It's like 20%, 21%,
yeah.
30%. He's like, we've almost got it. No, it crashed. No, what happened? And that's impossible.
Yeah.
And and then, there was something on, it's actually on Fringe, where they're like, we need to know about this science that was used 30 years ago. Pull up the FBI internet with the giant search window in the middle that it's like,
oh, yeah.
Pull up FBI files
and
on
it has lines.
Cows and this. And
there was one that was one of the newer police shows. I can't remember which one it was, but I stopped watching it after I saw that episode because they're looking for this guy who's a suspect. So they go into his room and do the search and the fingerprint analysis thing and I can't hack into his computer. What password would he use? I can't think of what password. And they look around like, oh, he has Metallica CDs over here. And he has like sleeping pills over here.
Battery.
What could be, oh, Sandman is the password. I'm like, when does good
that
TV
would be
come
the
back?
Breaker.
When you type that into your password verifier, it actually rates that as a weak password.
Yeah, see, what I like to think that attracts what I like to think of as the Walmart crowd.
Yeah.
People who shop
that is smart.
Frequently at Walmart, they're like, wow.
That is goddamn smart.
I'm going to go home and try that.
These are like sweet FBI specialists that are supposed to be like the best of the best at profiling and shit like that.
You know why they're
geeks
problem?
Won't geeks won't fall for
the that reason shit. They do that though is shows that don't do that get canceled.
Yeah, that's true.
And
you know,
someone else mentioned here lowest common denominator. And you said pandering. It's the same thing.
Yeah,
that
like overly explaining everything.
Unfortunately,
that should be obvious, but you have
TV
to say
doesn't
anyway.
Work that way. So that's just sad.
Well. Just in a sense, when we were talking about this, and it just made me think about something. The reason why, and I know it's not a TV show, but it sort of relates in that, like James Bond movies, in my mind, have always been considered geek movies until geeks got too smart and realized, okay, the shit that James
totally
Bond has
down.
Is stupid.
Yeah.
So they got smart and eliminated a lot of the geek stuff and then reintroduced like badassness, but kept a little bit of the geekiness.
Yeah.
And now geeks are back into it because they're like, now it's good. But
Pierce Brosnan murdered that franchise.
Exactly. Well,
it had nothing to do with Pierce Brosnan.
It had
those three movies murdered that.
But it had a lot to do with
the Broccoli
like,
family.
You would still have like
or
the
Broccoli
watch that would be like the super a watch that was only barely as good as an iPhone.
Well, MythBusters
and you're
ruined
like,
it.
You're like, oh.
MythBusters like, tested too much of that stuff and made you realize how shitty it was and how it would never actually work.
Yeah. But as a kid, you would think like. As a geek kid growing up, you're like, oh, fuck yeah. I think
if we had to wrap it up, that is the number one thing that you can do to a show to turn off geeks is oversimplify, overexplain,
and mythbuster it.
Fuck up technology, make the internet not be what the internet is actually capable of in any way whatsoever. Oh God. There was one, it was actually the same episode of Prison Break. Oh Jesus. They had downloaded this guy's cell phone onto the wireless hard drive, gotten all of his meetings, and they're like, they spent 5 minutes going, it says he's got to meet someone in L.A., but look at his appointments. There's no meetings scheduled for L.A. What the fuck? And then someone walks up out of nowhere, like he just walks in and solves it and goes, it's a code. It doesn't mean L.A. Cross-reference L and A with this and that and the other. L is the 14th letter of the alphabet, and A is the first letter. Holy shit, he's going to be at the bank today at 1:15. Like, and that was how they did it.
Yeah.
And then they go, we didn't get... There were three emails sent. We'd only got a partial of the last one. Well, hack into it. Get the rest of the emails. He goes, you don't understand, man. That email, the last place it was a main server in L.A., we can't get into a main server. Oh, yes, we can. They break into a building of a main server of the internet, which is, it's like a bank building. Walk into the server, the cool room where the servers are stored.
The what?
Hook a laptop up into the patch cable into their network and start downloading. Because, you know, the email's still there and I can find it. And,
oh check it out. We got it. Is.
And then they left.
That's how you take down a motherfucker.
It's like, right. What was it in Zoolander? It's in the computer.
Oh, the right. Files are in very much the computer. Like
that. Yeah, but that had male models dancing in gasoline.
That's true.
And that movie will forever have a place in my heart because of that.
That was pretty great.
Moving on. That was fantastic.
Moving on. I'm trying to ban this person who's...
spamming like crazy.
Yeah, let's see.
You know, there have been... like, but really bad fake made-up interfaces always piss me off. And it also makes me hate the internet because people make shit like that for Winamp skins that are just as totally unusable. It's like, it's a picture of a boob and her titties are hanging out and the nipple's the play button. And I'm like, fucking stop it.
Well, in all honesty,
let's
dude.
Make a note to come back to this in the post-show.
Yeah,
I have a good one that
write something so we remember this. Next question comes from Cash. That's going to be a... post-show, because we're running out of time. This is from Dean. This will be a quick one. Did anyone actually see Hole in the Wall on Fox?
It's on my TiVo, and I still haven't watched it.
Oh, my God.
I haven't watched it.
No, I haven't watched it either. I've only seen
because Wipeout is
so much better.
A wall moves towards people, and they have to put their body in a shape to fit through the hole.
Well,
Wipeout, actually, like the last episode, they did that, except it was more complicated, and I guarantee you the people hurt themselves.
You're on a
so
moving,
much more.
Yeah, you're on a moving platform, and you have to jump.
The walls aren't moving. The platform is moving, and you have to jump through the hole in the wall to land back onto the moving platform again, which
so
none
great.
Of them ever do.
And it was, the girl, like, beefing it into the wall was the most beautiful thing I've ever seen.
She, like, swan dives through. Oh, I so
yeah, she was, like, she was all like this. She was using her cheerleader techniques.
The realization of Idiocracy happening right before my eyes.
I love it.
Welcome to Costco. I love you.
Brought to you by Carl's Jr.
Mutant Enemy says, we keep getting a lot of questions about Chappelle, and I think it's because everyone just really appreciated those first two seasons. What did you think of Chappelle's abrupt departure from the show so he could keep it real? When keeping it real goes wrong.
I'm sad. I'm glad he didn't stick around for the show to end up being shitty.
Ugh.
But that show was perfect.
It was genre defining. It was
it really was
comedy at its pinnacle. The best part about that show is go back and watch season one, how rough the first like three episodes are. There's like the very first sketch of Player Haters Ball. They changed
That's
the characters'
so genius.
Names like three times throughout the skit because they couldn't remember what they'd called themselves when they first started filming. And then I saw something behind the scenes on that where they were like, dude, we had been filming that skit for 18 hours. It was 4 in the morning. No one could even think straight. And we were doing the hate-off with the pictures of celebrities. And they pulled up Rosie O'Donnell, and Dave Chappelle goes, look like she wear underwear with dick holes. And everybody loses their shit, and they rap for the night after that. And if you watch that episode, everyone fucking loses it. Like, they don't even cut camera. They all just lose it and fall over. Look like she wear underwear with dick holes. Boy, look, it's Boy George.
I miss that show so much.
And then, well, I do, but I look forward to somebody being able to pick up the torch and make their own show.
Never.
Well, no. That's actually, nobody ever will.
That's where,
but,
okay, one, we got Carlos Mencia out of that, which is the worst piece of shit to ever happen. Two, we got the Sarah Silverman show out of that.
Give it time and something will.
I love that show. It can't come close to touching the genius of Dave Chappelle.
Dave Chappelle is a comedic genius. He'll go down as a Richard Pryor, George Carlin. Yes.
For the little bit that he's done, he will go down in history for that.
He's also,
which is totally,
he burned
fine
out
by me.
Instead of fading away. Mm-hmm. But he might come back.
That's, you know, that's fine by
young,
me because.
I mean,
but I'm sorry.
I don't know.
He will forever be my hero for having Wayne Brady on his show.
Yeah.
Dude,
by the way,
to choke a bitch.
By the way,
that was
one of the best.
I read an article about that too. That has some crazy fucking origins. Wayne
really
Brady
did choke a bitch.
Wayne Brady was a fan of the show. And then they saw the Paul Mooney Nigradamus sketch where he did the Wayne Brady line and got so offended that he was like telling people that like he was so hurt by that and so deeply distraught that he thought there was another like young black comedian that was, you know, doing something great. And then they made fun of him and it like ruined it for him. Chappelle called him and apologized for the comment. And then they wrote that whole bit about Wayne Brady taking over the show and being a gangster or whatever. Okay, he would not say slap a hoe. Is Wayne Brady going to have to slap a hoe? Was the line. He refused to say it. And
why? That's
and
weird.
Because
he's
violent. A good person.
He
That's
said it
was
why. Too violent. This is what's funny. Choke a bitch was his idea, and it's funnier and more violent.
It is.
I don't think he gets that, but he's really clean. Like he's really
he's wholesome.
That's like Helena Bonham Carter like ad-libbing that one line in Fight Club. After she gets done fucking Tyler, the original line in the script was "I want to have your abortion," which has a genius turn of phrase.
Right.
But whenever they like changed it to "I haven't been fucked like that since grade school," to her, like in the UK, grade school is high school. So she was but everybody else watching was like, "Oh my god."
Oh, wow.
I didn't know that was ad-libbed. How funny. I thought they were
really she because she didn't want to say, she didn't really want it to actually go out with, "I want to have your abortion," because she thought that was just
that was
too
worse.
Much.
Right. The way that I would like summarize like Chappelle in my mind is like, that's like asking for another like Led Zeppelin. That's like saying Led Zeppelin was at its, like, it was so
it was
awesome.
A bright, shining star that was a fluke.
But that you want. No. I mean, you want to, like, Led Zeppelin revolutionized.
No, I'm saying you can't. Well, you can't recreate it.
You can't recreate it. But if Led Zeppelin was to mostly reform and come through town, would I watch them? Yes. But do I
which
want
they might
like,
very
Led
well
Zeppelin?
Do.
Yeah. Do I want Led Zeppelin too? No. So Chappelle, which he did come through the Addison Improv, and tickets sold out in literally like 3 minutes.
Yeah,
I called in like 5 minutes in, sold out. And I think
it's the best comedy show I've ever seen in my life.
I think
he's one of the most talented comedians of my lifetime for certain.
Yes.
I can't imagine anyone with such a just an adept, like quick wit and just an arsenal of comedy that it's like effortless.
Yeah.
You should watch Inside the Actor's Studio.
Good.
It's really good.
Because holy crap, that's good.
Watch Hulu, his movie, Dave Chappelle's Block Party. You should watch that shit, even if you don't like hip-hop. Basically, he gets the idea to block off a block in, I guess we're in New York. They're in Harlem, I think. Block off an entire block, get all of his favorite hip-hop acts to come play for like an entire day. It's free. And he's going to bus in people from all over the country that would never expect that to happen to them or whatever. So he goes to where he lives in Ohio, I think.
Yeah.
He goes to a local high school and goes to the marching band. He's like, "What's up, y'all? I'm Dave Chappelle. Do y'all want to come to New York and play like backup for, you know, I don't know, fucking the Fugees or something?" Like he brings them in to do a parade before one of the bands.
Wow.
And he pays for all of it. And they're all losing their shit over it. But like, maybe a third of it is the actual performances by, like, you know, I don't know, Method Man and Redman and Erykah Badu and a bunch of other people, The Roots. But most of the movie is him trying to get it to work. It's like a documentary, but it's still fucking hilarious. Like, just him himself. He's just exuding funny. He's killing everybody constantly and isn't even trying. And I, like Eli said, I'm glad that you, there's two amazing seasons of that show. I can pretend they didn't do that bullshit third season with two episodes or whatever. And
was that the season they did without him?
Yeah.
Well, no.
They took the sketches that were shot.
They had filmed, like...
And edited them together.
Yeah. And he didn't have any say in any of that. He never... Right. Like, a lot of the sketches weren't ever, like, finished. Yeah. And
the biggest problem was his DVD...
He cut that, like, the head off the dinosaur coming out of the egg, though, and blood shot everywhere. That was pretty funny.
Season two... no, season one and two sold more than any DVD for a television series had ever sold ever in the history of time. And they were like, holy shit, this kid's gold. They offered him $50 million, which was going to be due, I think, two or three more seasons. Plus, that was going to be his profit from the DVDs, no matter how much they sold. If they sold a billion copies, the $50 million was what he got for all of it. And it was there was other revenue sharing involved. Right after that happened, he said in an interview that every single person he had ever met in his entire life or didn't meet or who had ever heard his name was calling him, asking him for money, trying to get him to do shit he didn't want to do, be in projects that weren't, you know, what he considered to be important or in, worthwhile anyway. He didn't even have the money. It wasn't like it was a $50 million deposit. You know, it was like a revenue sharing deal that was going to span a decade or whatever.
Oh.
And people were just hounding him, and he got too big too fast, and he left. And he went to Africa for like 3 weeks, and everyone's like, Dave Chappelle's whacked out on cocaine! Dave Chappelle's lost his mind!
I do cocaine!
But he did. He left the deal on the table. He walked, and he lost all of it. And at the time, that $50 million was supposed to be back revenue that they did not pay him for the first two DVDs. He basically came back to Comedy Central and said, none of us ever expected this to happen, and I deserve more than, you know, the advance I got on these DVDs. Right. I want a bigger piece. They wrote up that deal. I'm wondering if he ever got anything because that deal, he left it. I wonder if he ever got paid, but that's crazy. I couldn't walk away from it, I don't think. All right, next question.
Oh, I'm just trying to keep us on time.
Oh, yeah, I hear you. Next question's from Dardek. This is kind of a short one, too. What, if anything, have you given up, postponed for this podcast, and was it worth it? Josh is not able to answer this question.
No, I always choose life over the podcast.
Josh chose shrimp over the podcast.
That was not shrimp.
I'm sorry, beer. Josh chose beer.
I chose a ridiculous amount of beer.
Over the podcast, which is why it was not yesterday.
Right. I skipped a wedding to be here.
That's right.
And Machine Girl.
I skipped Machine Girl. No. Tokyo Gore, please.
Oh, okay.
I have skipped a couple evenings hanging out with family, which is my brother.
He's always going to be around.
Let's see.
Okay, this is random.
Mi hermano?
Duder in the thing here in the chat mentions when he was doing cribs and he put diamonds in his food and he goes, it make my doo-doo twinkle. Chappelle.
Oh, nice. That's good. Good times. Good times.
Anyway.
I don't know. There's quite a bit of shit that I've put
I'm
on the line.
I'm not skipping it because this is my gig. I mean, I'm not skipping anything. This is sort of my job, even though I don't get paid for it.
Me neither.
I don't get paid for anything. I'm out of cash.
Yeah.
Anybody want to help with that? Just let me know. Not you guys.
Right.
You bitches got to earn your own money.
Denise, have you ever given up anything for the podcast?
Just really hanging out with other people, but that's about it.
Fuck those guys.
That's mostly.
Yeah.
Big sacrifices all around. Next question.
If I think there's a chance that I'm getting laid, then I skip the podcast.
Photo ZZ says,
priority
or photos. What sci-fi tech would most change the world if it were to become real, and how would it change it? Past examples would be cell phones, the internet. Both were imagined in one form or another, and then you know we have those things.
Teleporter. Transporter. Yeah. Oh, same difference.
Same difference. Teleporter. Transporter.
It's a, you can probably stick with Star Trek anyway for this, but I would say if not that, then
Replicator.
Then
same,
what?
Same technology. Those are the same thing.
The transporter?
Transporter and replicator are the same technology. It's matter-energy conversion.
Well, do they actually... Wait. Whenever you ask for your Earl Grey tea, does it already exist somewhere and they teleport it to that little box?
They take a bank of atoms and turn them into Earl Grey tea.
I was going to say holodeck.
I don't think that would revolutionize the world. There's two things
Not the world.
Fission power.
Okay.
Which unlimited power forever for everyone.
Yeah.
Sure.
You got to realize that you're going to stop... Let's say there's a fission generator, and let's say it's affordable and every nation gets one. You're going to stop war, because once power is no longer a concern, you can divert attention. You're either going to start 10 wars, which is what happened in Star Trek, or you're going to basically stop war, stop hunger, stop disease. That's like the catalyst.
Nah, that actually won't stop war.
It'll be one more thing to fight over.
Yes. Actually, he's right. Yeah. Because... religion,
it's the new oil, baby.
Religion is a huge reason for people fighting.
Right.
And that power is not going to solve that problem.
Okay, well, sure, there's that.
You know what I mean? Like, there's the group of people.
Well, here's what happened in Star Trek. Let's say if this would happen in real life. I always thought it would. So, the Earth is at war with itself over cloning, actually. And then the Vulcans land. And we also broke, you know, the warp barrier, so whatever. But the technologies, that fixed everything in the Star Trek universe were the replicator, because all of a sudden, once you can do matter-energy conversion, there's no concern about food, clothing, shelter, money goes away within like 10 years, there is no more hunger, disease is greatly reduced and eventually eliminated because you can get vaccines to everyone in unlimited supplies, and basically you shovel trash into... a box, and it gets turned into raw energy, and then it gets spit out as Earl Grey tea.
Mr. Fusion, like dumping some fucking banana peels.
Yeah,
that's it. But I think it runs on, you know, sort of a nearly unlimited power source. So I think you have to have both of those things. But yeah, I think the replicator would do all of it. And then since the replicator uses transporter technology, you'd get that.
I think wars.
Technology.
I think Josh is right in that, like, it'll actually make war more violent.
Yeah.
And we're going to have actually...
blowing up entire continents.
Well, especially whichever nation invents it
first.
No.
We've got to get there.
Yeah.
We've got to blow up an entire continent before we have world peace.
So it's going to come down to eliminating another group of people and then saying, okay, everybody here, we're all cool?
We're cool? You're cool?
All right, let's do this.
I'm cool.
Because the minute one group has it...
We're not doing anything else ever
again. The minute one group has it, the other group wants it, the other group gets it, and then they're like, now let's make a... I need a giant gun.
Well, the truth is, and you have to... leave the Star Trek universe and think about the real universe, or at least
that's
the real
exactly what would happen
America,
in universe.
Is that...
we'd blow the shit
out
of somebody.
Yeah, no, is that all... First off, almost all scientific advances that we take for granted were developed for the military.
Yeah, sure.
Fucking microwaves, radio technology, cell phones, GPS.
The internet.
The internet. You know, advances in, like, metallurgy and equipment.
Automobiles, flight, everything.
Know, carbon fiber nanotubes, I mean, like, are made for making smaller, lighter guns. I mean, it's just... So, the moment we have a better technology, the moment we have a transporter, they're going to transport an A-bomb. Pakistan's going to transport one, or fucking Palestine's going to transport one in the middle of Israel, and then that'll solve that problem
Land
for them.
Shark!
Hello!
Okay. Yeah.
Can I help you?
Housekeeping.
Yeah, housekeeping.
You want me to suck you off?
Yes, 1 minute.
You want a bomb?
Yeah. No, that's the problem, is any advancements in technology are going to be used for someone to gain more power
war. If we could somehow bring the war machine and the porn machine together,
porn?
We would hit the singularity, because invention would fucking just explode.
Almost all advances in internet technology are porn related. Better video compression, better authentication, and security.
DVDs went through the roof because of the
porno.
Porno.
Yeah,
yeah.
We loves our titties.
If we could get guns and titties together in one place,
dude, they are. Trust me,
I'm sure someone's working on that.
Well, I saw that photo of Sarah Palin.
That's true. Let's see.
That wasn't really her, was it?
No, it wasn't.
Hey, we got. Oh my god, we have 5 minutes or so.
Yep.
We'll go ahead and answer these last two little questions, or at least one of them. From Kaj. Kaj, which sidekick in any media, cartoon, comic, movie, celebrity, would you rather be? I'll broaden that to who's your favorite sidekick of any kind? 21 and 24.
That's pretty much it. Wait. Has everybody at the table seen all of season
3? My seatbelt stuck.
Why did you even put it on?
Why did you do that?
Who would say that?
I'm still so sad about that. I'm actually... That hurt to watch.
I don't know. No.
I just want to do that for the rest of the show.
Yeah, man.
Sidekicks. Okay, well, Eli...
The musician from David Letterman?
You are chewy.
Paul Schaefer's your favorite sidekick?
No.
Andy Richter is a great sidekick.
He was...
Show lost like 90% of its quality when he left.
As much as I love him as a comedian, he and Conan O'Brien together...
Why was he in Semi-Pro? He had like 4 minutes of screen time in that... There were so many people in that movie.
Yeah.
He was awesome in Arrested Development.
Yes,
he was.
As the twins. The head instructor.
Andy Richter.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right.
He was Richter and Andy Richter's twin, then he was also the instructor at the school.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, that was pretty fucked up.
I'm going with Andy Richter, actually.
That's a pretty good answer.
I really think that he was at his prime on that show when they would do the driving car thing, but they were on the
desk.
Whoa!
Little Conan babies.
You know? Yeah, that was great.
All right, chat room. Chat room, best sidekicks. Give us something. Come on. Kato? No. No one likes the Green Hornet.
Kato? Wait, we're talking about Kato Kaelin,
no,
right?
No, I think we're talking about Kato from the Green Hornet.
Because I'm talking about OJ.
OJ's knife?
OJ's knife.
Oh, just out of...
Throat-slitting action, OJ sidekick?
Out of side... I'm going to sidetrack here for just a second. Oh, but fuck, you haven't seen the soup.
Oh, and don't spoil it. Okay, I'm going to watch it this afternoon.
You can't spoil the soup.
No, but there was one clip.
Mankini is a pretty good sidekick.
That's true.
Dude, Mankini cracks me up.
Or Lou the dog.
Or the cat in the spaghetti.
Spaghetti cat. Oh, okay, that's good.
Well, just think of your favorite franchise and which sidekicks are on there.
Yosemite Sam.
He's not a sidekick.
What?
He's the main character.
Yeah, technically he was a sidekick to Bugs Bunny.
You're wrong.
What?
No,
they were enemies.
Rivals.
They were, yeah.
You're misunderstanding sidekicks
one
are.
One could not exist without the other.
No,
that's not what a sidekick is.
Shut up. You're Chewy.
It's a team.
Okay?
Chewy's a good sidekick.
So fucking go growl in the corner.
Chewy's a good sidekick.
Shit's weak.
Oh my god. Last one. This is more Frisky Dingo from Rerun. Cast the Frisky Dingo movie.
I want to be Helper.
Cast the Frisky Dingo movie. Cast it.
Oh god.
Michael Clark Duncan.
Tom Cruise is
Tom Cruise is Awesome X, yeah.
Oh god.
Or Ben Stiller.
He'd have to wear like a
same guy.
12-inch extension feet something or other.
Michael Clark Duncan as Killface or Vin Diesel.
Oh man.
That's good.
Let me think. Killface would have to be
Halle Berry as Sin, shaved head.
I want Killface to
actually rip her arm off and put.
I want
cyberpunk.
Killface to be Bull from
Richard Mole.
Yeah,
what
he would make because he had that.
Oh, but he'd have to be voiced by James Earl Jones.
Yes.
Yeah, they just replace his voice.
The old man. What was his name?
Mr. Ford.
Yeah. No. The white guy though. Rumpf, rumpf.
Oh, Stan.
Stan.
Reincarnated Walter Matthau.
Okay.
No, there's that guy. Fuck. He's like this side character. He was in Glory. He was in Lethal Weapon 4. Like, he's like the generic...
Hey, Mutant Enemy says best sidekick is Franklin from Arrested Development.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my god, Franklin.
Joe.
Yeah, what did that song go about... Being white.
You are black and yeah, I don't remember.
Yeah, that's a good one. Franklin.
There's tons of old crotchety white guys to be Stan.
I know, but there was one guy in particular who looks...
Well, then tell me who
it is.
Spot
on, but I can't remember his fucking name.
Terrible at this.
Who
else would be Cruise besides Tom Cruise?
Dude, why would you want anyone else?
But who's the most generic dude? Oh my god, you know who would... be good for like the mannerisms or whatever is that guy that played Stifler.
Sean William Scott
with just a big shitty grin on his face
actually,
all the time. They could clean him up.
With a really good director, he actually is capable of almost acting.
Or his the shithead from 70s show that's porking Demi Moore.
Ashton Kutcher.
Yeah, he could be Cruise.
No, I don't like those guys at all. Too,
I would rather have Sean William Scott than Ashton Kutcher. I like Ashton Kutcher, but not.
Oh, I can't.
What about What's His Dick in a Box then?
No. No.
Justin Timberlake?
Justin Timberlake? No.
He's actually funny.
The dark-headed Wilson
funny
brother.
And he is a Owen?
Luke Wilson?
Luke.
The dark-headed one that didn't try and kill himself over Goldie Hawn's daughter.
Yeah, Luke.
Yes.
You know what?
He wouldn't be bad at all.
Not bad.
Pretty good Xander Cruz.
If they was directed by Wes Anderson, then
yes.
It would be...
Let's get him on the phone.
That would be the most fucked up movie.
Let's get this guy on the phone right now. The Exticles would all have to be played... They'd all be CG, so who would voice them?
Oh, man.
Gimli.
I could...
I was just like, wait a minute. What's that guy's name?
John Rhys Davies.
Yeah, any of those guys.
Oh, no. I wasn't looking at Gimli.
Cacao.
Boosh. No, who was the...
we've got at least an hour.
Who's the guy that did Gollum?
Andy Serkis is the maquette or whatever for that. Yeah.
He's the motion capture for all the Exticles.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God! You're right. Mutant Enemies is Robert Downey Jr. for Xander.
Oh, fucking high five.
Jesus Christ. That's almost too obvious.
It's almost like, he's already played that part.
Yeah, that's true. Especially, like, on the side of the road, like, washing out condoms.
Who would be Old Spice?
Wait, who?
Old Spice. Like, Chow Yun Fat, maybe? The old Chinese guy that takes over his mansion.
Yeah.
And then Hooker. Who's Hooker? Shut up, Hooker.
Anybody, but I was thinking...
Whoever is the woman that's the voice of Debbie from Z-Lab and Hooker, like, whoever she is, I don't care what
she
looks like.
Sweet D should be Hooker.
I can see that.
She could do that. Well, then Charlie and Mac and Dennis are all part of the Exticles.
Yeah, they have to be just kind of in there.
And then at that point, Scary Spice would have to be Sin.
Whoa, that's not bad. That's not bad if she got her figure back.
Yeah. With the robotic arm.
Simon. Oh, Philip Seymour Hoffman. Simon.
Oh my God. Oh, with the sweater vest and oh my God, it's perfect.
No makeup.
Pickles.
No makeup.
Pickles.
And Jonah Hill as his gay hobbit lover.
Wow. Who else?
What was the phrase that they used when Xander was driving them around? It wasn't unfathomable. It was, oh, Jesus. Everything he said was, Bilbo T. Baggins was his name. come on, guys, in the chat room. No, when he was driving them around and he's like, you're Xander Cruz? And they kept saying, never mind. It's over. Ken Watanabe for Old Spice. That's the word. Who else is in that show? Baby Lamont. Oh, Killer Mike.
Voices
Tuckwill, but who would actually play Tuckwill? Tyrese, that model actor guy.
Mos Def isn't
big enough to be.
Yeah, Tuckwill. She's right. The guy from 40 Old Virgin.
The black dude from
40
Old Virgin.
Oh, yeah.
Drawing a total blank.
That's not bad at all. The main black guy from 40 Year Old Virgin.
Yeah. Wait, did we talk about the reporter?
I don't remember a black guy. A black guy in Weeds. What?
The only black guy, Conrad.
Oh!
Yeah, he'd be a great Tuckwill.
Oh! Okay, yeah, no, that works.
I watched the one last night where Xander's in the shower, and he's like, so baby, don't test me. I'm putting on this soap because I am so messy. And I skeet, soap in my eyes! There's soap in my eyes! All right, so that movie's
wait,
casted.
Did we see the reporter chick?
No! Yes, who's her? Because she also has to be able to play Antagony.
Yeah.
Antagony, that's right.
And Angelina Jolie?
No.
I don't think she's
Jennifer
funny
Aniston.
Enough to do that. No.
Anyone else that Brad Pitt fucked? I don't know.
I don't know. I have to go with the chick from Transformers because she's been like in every magazine this past week. Everybody's like been Megan Fox or whatever.
Nah, no, she sucks.
No, let me think.
I think there would have been photos of that.
Tina Fey.
That's just so wrong. That's not even the right... God damn it.
She could do it.
Killed it. You killed it. What's her name? Grace Ryan. Grace Ryan is her name. All right. We're done. Hour and 50 minutes. Hijinks and Soup Podcast number 29 is in the can.
Wow. And I didn't go to the can.
We're just executing restraint.
It's impressive.
So thanks for hanging out. Thanks to everybody in the chat room for spending some quality time with us.
Love is blah, 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 blah.
I don't even know this song. I just know it goes like that. I just have to listen to this now. If you want to support Hijinks and Sue or the podcast or make sure that we're still able to do this kind of stuff, head on over to hijinksandsue.com/donations. Consider donating or subscribing, even better, and you'll get access to all the content in the vault, including podcast post shows like the one that's just about to happen, desktop backgrounds, behind-the-scenes art, all kind of other shit. Also go to hijinksandsue.store.com. Check out the t-shirts and avatars that I'll draw for you. Comic prints, all kinds of bullshits. Thanks for hanging out. Love isn't always on time. That's actually going to be the name of this podcast. Say goodbye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
Goodbye. God damn it.
I'm an abortion survivor, Dad.
Yeah. We hate you, Denise.
Suck my cock. I'll murder your family.
Want to drop some acid with me?
Love isn't always on time, motherfucker.
I hate the kind of person that your whore mother turned me into.
Love isn't always on time.
It is if you're a Minuteman.